They have sat there on TV and told us that they're going to go through all our finances. They're going to track and trace all our financial systems. Meanwhile, we know they're getting bribed. We know that their financial wealth is growing. We know that they're on the cop somehow. And there's lots of places that we can look. Canuck's Law is a great research thing. But that's what we need everybody to do. We want everybody to look in your communities, and we want you to gather information on who's paying who. You know what I mean? So if they're at if they're WEF members, we want to know they're WEF members, and we want to know what they've attended and what they're involved in your community. Agenda 21, we want to know all this shit. Let's find out who all these people are. There's 13,000 of us. You know, if 6,000 of us do it and pay attention to it, and we all look at our communities, we can dox the fuck out of these people. And it's not even doxing, it's finding out where they're getting the money from and who's paying them, who's bribing them. And we can all do it. And then we can turn around and we can hand these files over to people, and we can use them for criminal charges for bribery and shit. This is the way to go. They're going to come after our money and our finances. Well, let's find out who's paying these people to do this. Let's find out who's putting the money in their bank account. Let's trace their money. Let's see how much richer they've gotten, how much more real estate they've bought, how many more companies they've invested in, which companies they've invested in. Like, we know Doug Ford is making money off the labels in Ontario. He owns the company and all the COVID shit through Amazon. So let's find out his wealth. What's Jason Kenney's wealth gone up? What's Trudeau's wealth gone up? Let's be the independent journalists. That's the mission. That's the plan. They're coming after our finances. So let's check theirs out. Let's have an army of Canadians checking out the finances of the criminals in their communities and seeing what their wealth is and seeing who's paying them off. And then let's get together and present it. Let's see what the fuck we find out. Guarantee we're gonna find some of the same shit throughout all of Canada, across this country. They've declared war on us. Let's not kid ourselves. And it's really good that the financial federal convoy is there, but we have to look at our provincial jurisdictions. Federal really only, their jurisdiction is our borders and our federal transportation. Our province jurisdiction covers our labor laws, covers our employment standards laws, covers WCB or occupational health and safety. We need to look at our provincial boards as well, our school boards. And it's not about serving liability, it's about who's paying these people. Let's find out who's paying them. Let's trace the money. All these people who won't step down, they won't answer our emails, they return generic emails. Let's put our thinking caps on and let's trace the money that they're being paid to enforce these decisions, these mandates, these regulations. That's the plan. There's a bunch of us. We like, let's do this. Well, we'll remain anonymous. We're not a group, we're just Canadians. Let's find out who the fuck's paying them to screw our country over from across this country. All our public health boards, all our local health boards, our regional health boards. Let's look into the jurisdictions that actually apply and figure out who's making bank in this scam, scandemic of the century. If you got any other ideas, that's mine. And then we'll come up with a protest idea. And we need to think about being fast and moving and the whole thing. And when it comes to protesting, ladies and gentlemen and Canadians,